The two remaining finalists for the Haynes manager job are locals, and the pink salmon forecast and frozen fish market mean more business for the Excursion Inlet processing plant. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. In about a month, the Haynes Assembly will choose between two local candidates for the job of borough manager. The Assembly held preliminary interviews with three applicants last week. On Tuesday, they voted to continue the process with just Brad Ryan and Deborah Schnabel, removing out-of-town candidate Patrick Jordan from the running. Jordan is a Michigan County administrator who previously worked in municipal leadership in Unalaska and Bristol Bay. Ryan is the Haynes Public Facilities Director who is currently serving as interim manager. Schnabel is director of the Haynes Chamber of Commerce and a former assembly member. There was little discussion about dropping Jordan as a finalist. It was a unanimous decision. Assembly members have said from the start that they favored hiring local if possible. The assembly talked about what process to follow from here. The original plan was for the manager finalist to go through three more interviews, one with the assembly, one with members of the public, and one with borough staff. It's similar to what the assembly did last year when it was going through the manager search process with an outside consultant at the reins. All the finalists at that time were not local. Some assembly members questioned whether they needed such a thorough course of interviews because people already know Ryan and Schnabel. But Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said the community and staff meetings are still important.
I think we know the candidates, and I think a lot of people have opinions of the candidates, but you know, I think we can use these forums as an opportunity to look with fresh eyes. And I think it would be a grave mistake to assume that we already know everything there is to be known.
The rest of the assembly agreed to follow the process they planned on from the beginning. The next round of interviews won't happen for about a month because of an assembly member and candidate traveling out of town. The community and staff forums will take place April 24th. On April 25th, the assembly will conduct its interviews and then deliberate on who to hire as Haynes' next manager. The most recent permanent manager, Bill Seward, was fired in a 4-2 vote during his 6-month evaluation in December. Seward is now seeking severance pay and considering a wrongful termination lawsuit against the borough. Haynes is likely to see an increase in raw fish tax revenue this summer. A higher pink salmon forecast and increased market demand for frozen fish means Ocean Beauty Seafoods plans to scale up production at its Excursion Inlet plant. Excursion Inlet is about 40 miles west of Juneau, but is part of the Haynes borough. Last year, fishermen in Southeast landed around 18 million pink salmon. That was a pretty low harvest, and Haynes collected only about $80,000 in raw fish tax. That revenue is likely to rise into the $200,000 range or higher after this summer. The harvest is predicted to be better than the past 3 years, around 43 million pinks.
Which is quite a bit higher than last year's harvest, so we're gearing up for that.
Mike Forbush oversees Ocean Beauty Seafood's Southeast Alaska operations.
We're actively in the gillnet fleet, especially in Lynn Canal, and we're going to continue to be aggressive and try to buy as much gillnet fish as we possibly can.
The Excursion Inlet plant will also see more fish because of influences from the canned and frozen salmon markets. Forbush says the demand for canned salmon has diminished, partly because the UK's pound is weak against the US dollar. The shift in priorities from canned to frozen will be good for Hanes, but bad for Petersburg. Instead of running full operations at its Petersburg cannery, Ocean Beauty is leasing a floating processor with more freezing capacity to tie to its dock there.
So that way we're maximizing the frozen product rather than having to be forced to put some fish in a can. And we chose to tie it up to the Petersburg dock because we know that they'd get the tax from that fish.
And some of the salmon that would normally go to Petersburg will now be directed to Excursion Inlet, which has more freezing capacity.
During the slower month of July for seining, we're not going to have the processing ship there. So all that fish that would have gone to Petersburg is now going to go to Excursion Inlet. It could be another 2 million pound uptick that will freeze at Excursion versus freezing at Petersburg.
Forbush says the expected increase in fish and focus on freezing means Ocean Beauty will hire about 60 more people than last year to work at the Excursion plant. He says there will be a total of about 330 workers. There is one piece of bad news for the Excursion Inlet operation. A bridge that connects the plant to its water source at Neva Lake is deteriorating with no plan for repair or replacement.
It's a major concern for us.
The U.S. Forest Service owns the Neva Lake Bridge. In July of last year, the Forest Service closed the bridge to vehicle traffic for safety reasons.
Well, we have a pipeline that carries the water down to the plant, so we don't carry the water by truck, but our concern is being up if we get a faulty valve or something like that, how are we going to get that 300-pound valve up the hill to service it?
Haines Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan says he is urging the Forest Service to replace the bridge. The borough has even set aside $250,000 to help pay for it. Ryan says the total cost is estimated at about $700,000.
I've been asking them how we as the borough can inspire them to move forward, and even had the question of if we had all $700,000 for this bridge, would it move forward then? And the answer was, I don't know. And I was like, really?
Ryan recommended applying to the Regional Resource Advisory Committee for funding as a way to draw attention to the project. Assembly members also suggested writing letters to Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. Ocean Beauty's Forbush says as long as nothing catastrophic happens, the bridge access shouldn't hinder the Excursion Inlet plant operations. But he says it is a concern if the condition of the bridge isn't addressed in years to come. The Haines Ferry Terminal unexpectedly lost water flow last week. It was most likely caused by a frozen pipe. That theory will be tested as the ground starts to thaw out. Until then, the borough has a temporary fix. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Last week, workers at the ferry terminal noticed they were losing water pressure. Then it went away altogether. The borough stepped in, delivering water to the facility with compensation from the state. Interim manager Brad Ryan says right now everything is functional.
They have water. It's potable. Everything seems to be working. For them, it's just a doubt they would want to be in this long-term system where we were delivering water to them all the time. Eventually, they'd want to get that fixed.
Ryan says the issue is likely a frozen pipe.
The worst alternative is that there's some sort of blockage in the line that we'll have to try to figure out. Or the state will have to, depending on how it works, how we work out that relationship of where that blockage is at.
Because of the terminal's location, Ryan says it could be a while until things thaw out.
That one out there, unfortunately, is kind of on the dark side of the mountain, too. So we don't know if we would expect that to thaw out if it's frozen until late April.
In the meantime, he says the borough is working with the Alaska Department of Transportation to try to narrow down the cause of the issue. But he says there's not a lot that can be done at this point. Terminal manager Fuzzy von Stauffenberg says they're trying to conserve the provided water. It is potable, and they have additional bottles for drinking. And the bathrooms are functional. There is one extra challenge in resolving the issue. It's not clear who owns the water line that services the facility. According to Ryan, the borough doesn't operate the line or charge for it. but he says they will continue to work with DOT to keep the water running. With any luck, Ryan says the main water source will come back by the end of April as the weather warms up. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.